32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're listening to 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm David Katz. Mr. Active Mark Wolf has stepped aside once again this week because we've got not one, but two fantastic guests for you right here on the podcast. And it's none other than James Kanama and Jody Swallow, dynamic triathlon and ultra triathlon Ironman distance partnership. Both of them fantastic triathletes in their own right. So we'll get into that. We'll get into their fueling and see if their competitive edge helps them push each other to the great heights that they've achieved. Both of them have been to the Ironman World Championships at Kona. Both have a best finish of fourth. I know their goal is to get back to Kona this year, so it would be fantastic to see. Round the corner, though, we have Ironman South Africa and a race that is close to both of their hearts. So, James and Jody, thanks very much for joining us today.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
James, let's start with you, PE specifically, because I know you stayed in PE for a long time. You were at the university there. It really is sort of still home, even though you're based in Stellenbosch now.
Yeah, it's a race that's pretty close to my heart. I actually started my whole Ironman journey there. I was a volunteer back in 2005, 2006 at the Ironman, which was how I got into triathlon. I hadn't even done triathlon before that. So yeah, it's a pretty special race for me. Still haven't managed to win it, though, so hopefully we can get there.
Well, you haven't gone and won that, but you've had some plenty victories over 70.3s and full Ironman around the world. And, I mean, your best time at Challenge Roth, which is a race that's within the 32GI family, you went under 8 hours, which is absolutely phenomenal. At the moment, how do you see your fitness? Are you sort of at peak fitness? Are you hoping that 2016 is going to be a big year?
Yeah, obviously we're always hoping that it's going to be a big year. My fitness is really good at the moment. Training's been going really well here in Stellenbosch. I was maybe a little undercooked going at 70.3 in January, but since then my training's gone really well. And I'm feeling really positive, looking forward to the race in 3 weeks.
Jody, you've been on the scene also for quite a while. I know 70.3 for a long time. You've kind of dominated that distance. You've won in East London now 6 years in a row, which is absolutely incredible. You're also you were the 70.3 world champion back in 2010. You were silver medalist in 2014. I think again last year. So you've really done phenomenally over that distance. But also Ironman, the full Ironman is a big goal for you. And you have been to Kona and you've also come very close.
Yeah, obviously I won South Africa last year, and that was a massive achievement for me, bearing the circumstances that I was coping with at the time. So went to Kona with high hopes, had a pretty bad summer last year, and it was kind of out of the realms of possibility, unfortunately. But I think with a good summer this year, following qualification in Ironman South Africa, then, you know, I'm aiming for the podium. There's no bones about it. That's the only thing I'm interested in Kona.
Now, I know with over the distance, it's quite a challenge to, you know, go and do a lot of them over this course of a year. Is the goal to go do PE, hopefully get the qualifier in, and then that full focus is towards Kona?
Well, you have to win. As an elite athlete, you have to win Ironman South Africa to get an automatic slot in Kona. And because I didn't finish Kona last year, I'm on a back foot because the point system runs from the end of August. Whilst people are collecting points, I was in Kona preparing for the World Champs. So it's kind of chasing your tail a little bit at the beginning of the year. But I did manage to win it last year, and I'm in better shape than I was then now. So, you know, you can't really help what other people do. You can just concentrate on what you're doing and put the best in. If I was not to win it and to put in a good performance, then that's fine. I've got another sort of 4 months in the summer to put together another good Ironman.
Talking about being in good shape, obviously South Africa, we've come through the summer, great training months. You and James, how do you handle your training? You obviously, you know, you've got two different goals. You probably have two different coaches. Do you do a lot of training together?
Well, we have the same coach because James coaches me, in fact, and he coaches himself. So that's fairly easy to coordinate things with.
And so do you do a lot of your training together?
James finds it difficult to keep up with me, so not really.
we do all our swimming together. We swim here with the Marty's squad when we're in Stellenbosch, but the rest of the time we're always swimming together. And we do easy runs and we do easy rides together. But obviously when you're doing your specific stuff, you have specific power numbers you need to maintain and specific speeds on the run. So that makes it kind of impossible to train together. Obviously we are training for the same distance and the same race, but, you know, the men's race and the women's race are very different races. And we both have different strengths and weaknesses that we need to work on. So we coordinate a lot of our training and we have rest days on the same days and that kind of thing as far as possible. But for the most part, we train on our own.
But I'm sure the motivation of having each other training around and on the same days must be absolutely phenomenal, sort of a great push for both of you. Living in and around Stellenbosch, I mean, obviously Ironman's all about that TT bike, being on the road. Do you guys ever do a bit of training on the trails around there?
I get out. We do a lot of running on the trails. We spend a lot of time in Yonkers Hook on the trails. I think running off-road is very good for your strength and your core work and all those supporting muscles. So that's definitely a positive. I've also been out on the mountain bike quite a bit this summer. I did Xterra. I did Wines to Wales at the end of last year, and I did Xterra a few weeks ago and got second there, just for a bit of fun and a bit of cross-training. But most of the time we are spent in the TT bars. Obviously, we've got to prepare for 180 Ks of time trialing, and you can really only do that on a time trial bike on the roads.
Yeah, of course. Let's look at fueling now. You know, looking at sort of your fridge, do you guys have similar diets? Are your diets very different?
Our diets are fairly different. They used to be more different than they are now because I used to try and limit carbohydrate intake, which I don't do so much anymore. I think probably about 60% the same, 40% different. James eats a lot more than me. He's got a higher metabolism than me naturally, I think. That's the thing with nutrition. It's so individually specific that you can't have a household doing the same thing, even if you had a women's gymnastics team competing together and training together, doing exactly the same thing. Different body types would need different things. And, we have to keep an eye on it. When we first got together, it was a challenge in cooking and getting the right nutrition for each other. But we've kind of got a good balance now.
Well, a very good point. Every person's an individual case when it does come to fueling and nutrition, and trial and error is the only real way to find out. So who does the shopping in the household?
We share the responsibilities. I think we both find that we can go to the shops and get most of the stuff. You know, we both know what each other needs at this point, but we do make sure that each of us gets a trip to the shop regularly to make sure those things that you're craving, you know, you got to listen to your body, and there's times when you're craving certain stuff, you know, especially now when we're training really hard. And you sometimes just have to wander around the aisles in the shop and see what jumps out at you, what you really need. Listen to your body in that regard. So we both get to the shops quite regularly and we both share the cooking. We both prepare meals either together or one of us will prepare a meal for both of us, even if it's slightly different. You know, we don't always eat exactly the same stuff. I generally have a lot, like Jody says, a lot more carbs in my diet. But we have the same lean protein with our meals and salad and that kind of thing. We try to eat healthy as possible, but of course you have to get a lot of calories in for what we do. You know, we're looking at 6-7 hour days of training regularly, almost every day actually, and that kind of calorie intake, you can't be too stringent with what you take in. If you're trying to get that kind of calories with purely salads and lean meat, you simply won't be able to do it, to be honest. You'll break down.
Well, that's something I was going to ask you guys. I mean, the general person calorie intake is pretty high, but as a triathlete, probably the biggest diet requirements, even looking at you guys specifically, looking at Ironman distance, the amount of training you're doing over three different disciplines is phenomenal. So you are eating a serious amount of food.
Yeah, you know, it becomes part of your life, and it stops seeming so extreme when you look at it. When I look at it, but I guess the layman looking at what we eat in would be quite amazed at the amount we eat, and more probably the regularity that we eat. You know, I can barely get through 2 hours without having something to eat at any point in the day. I don't have breakfast at 7 a.m. and then nothing until lunch. I get through about 2 hours and I have to eat something. And that goes for while I'm training and when I'm not training. It's pretty constant. You've got to be eating all the time. I just find that, you know, if you starve yourself for the between meals, that dip in your blood sugar just is so negative for the rest of the day and possibly even the rest of the week. So yeah, I guess that's probably the main difference between a regular person's diet and our diet, is just the consistency with which we eat.
Well, consistency is important, I think, for anyone. I eat consistently, but I doubt I'm eating still the same levels and amount that you need to eat to fuel yourself. Jody, looking at racing in specific, in the week leading up to, on the morning of and during the race, how do you tend to fuel?
Very carefully, in the week before a race, more carefully than usual, actually. I think as your training dips down before, especially before an Ironman, you kind of into high mileage from about, you drop down from 2 weeks out. I tend to eat less. Definitely, you know, less energy bulk, but trying to keep protein up and vegetables up as well in that week. But I drop all fiber foods with the sort of 2 days before the race. So then my diet completely flips on its head, because that's the majority of what I eat normally is fruit and veg, and that just goes because I don't want the fiber in my system when I race. So then the diet ironically becomes quite unhealthy, fast, you know, easily absorbed, white rice, foods that aren't going to cause any problems and they're going to go straight through, and then the same on race morning. So usually I'll eat probably yogurt and white rice on race morning, which isn't very appealing at 3 a.m.
Jody, I mean, you talked about that big change for a lot of people that would really affect their system. Is it something you've had to train your body to get used to know that then by race day you're not going to be battling with your stomach?
No, I think people underestimate what fiber does in an Ironman, and I think they have a morphed view of what healthy eating is, because 2 days before an Ironman is not going to cause you health issues when you go on to kind of highly absorbed quick sugars. That's what you need in those couple of days, because otherwise there's going to be stomach cramps, there's going to be toilet stops, and that's exactly what you don't need. They're not going to do you any harm for 2 days before a race. It's quite common in the kind of elite circles to do exactly that.
And talking about quick sugar release, how do you tend to then fuel during the race?
I actually only eat gels, and I usually decant them into with energy drink as well. And that's I only take in liquid calories. I don't take any solids. I know James takes in solids, but I find that just for peace of mind, knowing that you've got a 3-hour run coming up, I just need the peace of mind that my stomach's not going to have anything heavy or something in it that will take time to digest.
As you alluded to earlier, every person is different, so you need to know and your parameters when it comes to what you can take in. James, looking at you, how do you tend to fuel and supplement around the race?
Similar to Jody, in the last few days before the race, you're very careful on what you eat, making sure there's not going to be anything in your diet that's going to potentially upset your stomach going into race day. You know, nothing that's going to cause gas, nothing that's going to cause your stomach to slow down or not work on race morning, and, you know, low stuff that nothing that's high fiber that's going to sit in your stomach, in your system, because on race day, obviously, you don't want any stomach cramps or bloating or gas or anything like that. And similar race morning, I'll generally have rice with honey or something similar on race morning, just because it's carbs that leave, you know, pretty much 100% of that is going to get absorbed and turned into energy. You're not going to be left with any residue that fills your stomach during the race. Obviously, the difficulty with Ironman is that you've got 5 or 6 hours of exercising, of racing, before you start the run, and then you've got to run for 2 hours, 40 to 3 hours, and that's very difficult. It's a very difficult thing to plan for, and to wrap your stomach around, because it's not natural to be able to run on an empty stomach after 6 hours of exercise, but it's also not natural to be able to eat while you're exercising. So both of those things need to be trained, and we do train it. You do practice it. Obviously, the best way to practice it is Ironmans, is the actual events themselves. I've done quite a few now, so I think I've got my nutrition strategy down. In the race, I do very similar to what Jody just said. I have mostly the gels decanted into one bottle, so that I've got one bottle full of gels with a really high carb mix, which then I supplement with the race fuel or with just energy drink that's on the course, depending on what's available. And then going into the run, I might have an energy bar or something solid during the bike, just to make the stomach feel like it's had something. But again, something low fiber, one of the specific race energy bars that doesn't leave anything in your stomach for the run. And then going into the run, cut back the intake quite substantially. It's mostly just energy drink, maybe a few gels early on in the run, to keep the energy levels up. But again, you want to keep as little as possible in your stomach. Fueling for an Ironman is a very tricky thing. It's very individual, and there really is no way to practice it in training, because basically you can't do 8, 9, 10 hour training days. So you've got to go with what you feel is going to be right, and then tweak it for the next race, etc., and keep doing that until you get it right.
Well, some fascinating tips and advice there from the both of you. I know personally I've picked up one or two new nutritional tips, and you never stop learning when it comes to nutrition, I'm sure, for you guys either. But thank you so much, both of you, for your time, and all the best for Port Elizabeth.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
It's James Kanama and Jody Swallow. They'll be in action at Ironman South Africa, and it's going to be a great race to watch, as it always has been since the establishment of Ironman here in South Africa. Joining us on the line from Stellenbosch via Skype, but we'll be back with you next week right here on 32GI Sports Nutrition.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.